The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Hello, listeners. This is Divya. I'm so delighted to be with you because without you, this show would not be possible. And also, I'm super delighted to say that I have my friend Trina Ramsey with us today. And Trina is a phenomenal coach. I've known her for a few years now. She is a career and life coach, specializing in personal transformation and career transition. With 20 years of experience in business and management, Trina is a people person and a change agent, and on a mission to help people to discover the joy in life and make more empowered decisions. So with that said, I would love to welcome Trina. Welcome, Trina.
Hi, Divya. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm excited to have you. It has been a long ride for us. You know, we have done so many projects together. We have worked on LinkedIn projects. We have worked on the career projects. We have worked on the author project that we did currently. We have worked on One Life and One Kindness. So there are so many things that we are going to talk about today. So Trina, yes, do share a little bit about yourself as to what brought you to career and life coaching.
Sure. So I've just always been a positive person. And I also have, over the course of my life, I have managed several career changes for myself. I started out actually in corporate America with a computer background and really found that that wasn't a good fit for me. And I spent a number of years working in nonprofits as a fundraiser, but I've always had a people person element to the work, whether it was sales or fundraising. And then just over time, I continued to take on different mentees and be in leadership positions. And one day, really it was almost 8 years ago when I really decided to say yes to my coaching career. And I have, and I launched my business in July of 2009, and I've been doing that ever since, and I love it.
Oh, awesome. It is. Yeah, that is fantastic. You know, whenever people are in the corporate world, it's always, especially on Mondays, you don't see people smiling. And on Friday evening, everybody's so thrilled, going to happy hour and feeling much better than what they were feeling on Monday. So from your experience, what you have seen in the corporate world and the entrepreneurial world, what would you say are the major differences between the two areas?
Well, I definitely, and I think you hit the nail on the head. And sometimes people will choose career paths for things other than what really is important to them. For me, I was told that I was really smart, and so I should go into computers because I make a lot of money. and I'm sure I would be wealthier if I would have stayed in a computer career. But I actually have enjoyed my journey much more I think that some people are very well suited for corporate life, for sure. But for me, it was very constraining. Even the way I dressed was very different than corporate America, and that was back in the 80s where women wore the boxy suits with the crisp white shirts and the rosettes. So some of you out there are old enough to remember that. But, you know, for me, over time, I think it's really important to pay attention to your inner voice. And that has definitely been part of my journey. And that's part of the reason that I chose to be a career coach, because I learned pretty early on in life to take risks and to listen to my inner compass and to use that as a guide, as opposed to kind of what other people would think or decide for me.
So from what I'm hearing is that when you're in the corporate world, it's more so of a reality that, yes, you have independence. Yes, you are doing a work possibly for quite a few, that it is their chosen career. It is something that brings them pleasure. Yet as far as independence is concerned, you're not as independent as you're an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, you have more independence. And from what it sounds like, that you find more passion and a fulfilling career in entrepreneurship rather than in the corporate career.
Yes, and that's for me. You know, one of the things that I do when I'm working with people as clients is really to think about their personality, do a personality assessment, and think about their strengths, because that is part of really the magic of really figuring out what you're built to do and what you're built to be here. And for some people, a corporate path is very fulfilling because it's, you know, there's very clear sets of responsibility. There's a ladder that you can climb. There's, you know, financial compensation. You can lead, you know, teams of 10, 100, thousands of people if that is important to you. So there definitely are ways that you can, you know, be fulfilled in that if you are built that way. But there are some people who are not built that way. And similarly, I found that in the nonprofit world, there are some people who really don't like working in nonprofits, because nonprofits, there tends to be a bit more of a, I'll just say a sacrificial element, where people may, you might have wear more than one hat. You might end up being called upon to do something that is quote-unquote not in your job description because of resources. And some people find that very frustrating because they don't, because things are not as clear. It's not as black and white. And they're also nonprofits. Some of them are flatter, you know, so there isn't quite as much room to grow and advance unless you're in a huge nonprofit like, you know, the Red Cross or AARP or something like that, where they have thousands of people working for them. So, you know, I think that in life, there's something for everyone. And, but there's a lot of people who actually don't find the right thing. And that's part of what makes you miserable about going to work if you're not, if you're going to a job that you're not suited for.
And you said it so rightly, Trina, that it's about what you like, what your passion is about. And there are people who love corporate jobs, because think about it, as an entrepreneur, you do not have any processes and systems that support you in doing your work. Whereas in corporate jobs, you have the freedom to do your job, whereas processes and systems support you. And yet at the same time, when you flip the situation, you have the freedom in corporate, and yet you do not have the freedom to make all the decisions. Whereas as an entrepreneur, yes, you may not have the support systems. Yes, there are risks. However, you are the master and you are the one who is driving your business to the direction that you want to drive. So it's again, like you said, as to what career you are suited to. And everybody's different. So the, one of the first things is having the clarity around what you want to do. What's your true north? And when you have that, then it's so much easier to craft a plan and explore different options to where your career should go. And Trina, as a career coach, let's say there are so many people who are not happy with their jobs. What would be their first step if they wanted to find out the career of their choice?
Well, I say one of the first things is to allow yourself to be open to explore other possibilities. And I think that's part of what keeps people closed and limited, because for some of us, it's, you know, you ever hear the saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know? You ever hear that saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, even though, you know, I may not like my boss, I may not exactly be in love with the work that I'm doing, I've been here for X number of years, 5, 10 years, I know what to expect, I know what's expected of me, and I'll just grin and bear it, because if, you know, starting over seems so scary, and, you know, you have to start literally bottom of the rung, and how, where do I even start? So I think first thing is to allow yourself to be flexible and open and think about other things that are possible for you. And I definitely do recommend trying out some different books and assessments. One of the, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about this on a show before, Vidya, one of the assessments that I love is called Strengths Finders.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good at thinking not so much about your personality, but specifically what you're strong at, and then really help you to kind of look at yourself from a much different lens that removes some of the labels, like I'm an engineer, or I'm a PR specialist, or I'm a, you know, public you know, service, or I drive a truck. There's a lot of other skills that we have and talents that we have that can be applied in multiple settings. They get basically boiled down to, I think they have maybe 32 or something, core strengths. And once you understand what your strengths are, you can start to think about different avenues to apply the things that you're naturally good at.
Oh, that's such a wonderful example that you've given, is that, you know, working from your strengths, because some of your characters can be weaknesses in certain situations and can be strengths in certain situations. However, if you don't know what those characters are, what those strengths are, how are you going to leverage them? So it's a great idea to go for Strength Finder. And you can get the Strength Finder on Amazon, right?
That's right. I will say, and it's really important because it's a web-based tool. It's really important. You know how Amazon will sell a used book? Well, the book itself for Strengths Finder basically describes all the strengths, but there is a code that is unique to each book that if you buy a used book, the code will have been used already. And a lot of their stuff is now online. So it's Strengths with the S, Finder. And if you put that in, you can actually go in. It does, you know, you will have to spend some money. I can't remember how much it is right now, maybe $30 or something, $19 or something like that, to actually take the assessment. And then they will send you a report that talks about your strengths, talks about it in different settings, and really helps you to explore those strengths some more. So I think that's a great way to start. Another thing I would say, Vidya, and I couldn't, you know, we're two coaches, so I wouldn't, you know, do our profession credit without suggesting that if someone is really serious about doing something dramatically different, that they consider taking on a coach to work with them and to help them to explore things. Because just as you and I have discussed already, there are things that we know that are in our bag of tricks that we can actually use to kind of help guide a client along the process to unearthing the things that will help them to choose the best career for themselves.
That is absolutely right. So, Trina, you know, just to summarize, we have talked about Strength Finder, and there are other assessments too. So one of my favorite assessments is the Hidden Motivators Assessments along with DISC Assessment. which I usually use with my clients. And one of the key things that you see from that is not only you're finding out what kind of personality you have, but how you operate in different situations. So there can be motivators that can push you forward, give you the momentum towards success you need, and then you have the same motivators acting as something that holds you back. So there are different types of assessments, and these are just a couple of assessments that we have shared with you. And that tip about Strength Finder was awesome, because if you don't have the code, then you cannot take the assessment. Now, that said, Trina, I totally agree with you about having a coach to guide you through, because during one of my coaching schools, I think so it was one of my teachers who had said that having a coach is so important because it opens up doors for you where you're not able to see that those doors even exist. So even to this day, I have coaches. I learn from my coaches, and they help me turn my blind spots into assets. So I definitely agree with you on that one.
Absolutely.
Now, that said, so now let's say, you know, people have found their strengths, and now they've started working with coaches. Now, still what happens is that, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of time to build that trust between coach and coachee. So what's usually a good way of going about and finding the coach that is the right fit for you?
Sure. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, there still is what I like to call a courtship process. There are certainly coaches that you can buy something right on their website and just, you know, buy a package or something like that. But usually you're in some type of conversation. You're, even if it's that you're on somebody's list and all of a sudden now you're in their Facebook group and you're starting to see what their personality is, almost every coach will offer some type of free discovery session. And I use those to really, for myself and the potential client, to get to know one another a little bit, to understand, you know, what their goals are, what they're looking for, to explain a little bit more about who I am, my journey thus far, and also the way that I manage my coaching process. And then I also throw in a little bit of coaching just so people can get a sense of what my style is like, so that they can kind of get a sense of, almost like a try it before you buy it type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense as to whether you're resonating with their values, whether how they teach, what their coaching process is, whether it resonates with you. So that is really important, because now when you think about investing in yourself, you are also looking for somebody who's vested in you. And most of the coaches that I've ever come across are really vested in their clients' interests. And yet it's like, you know, they say that you know, one man's treasure could be one man's trash. It's possible that that the coach may be like the best out there. For some people, could not be the best for you. So Trina, exactly. Those are really great tips, is to kind of exploring the personality, exploring the values, and exploring the style.
Yep. Thank you.
Some great information over there. So Trina, do share, like, when you transitioned from corporate world into the entrepreneurial world, how did you go about it?
Well, it was really kind of more of a slower transition, because I went from corporate to nonprofit first. And what I did there, and I think this is kind of relevant to our conversation, is I started out, my degree is in information systems, and it was, again, back in the 80s, so I'm pretty much a dinosaur. I call myself a dumb user now, because it's been like 5 generations since I graduated, you know. But one of the things, my first job out of college was with IBM, and I was a marketing rep. And so I learned to sell computers, and their sales school, especially back in the day, was, you know, extremely comprehensive, and I really learned a lot about human dynamics, about selling, about relating, about building relationships. And all of those things are things that I was able to transition when I decided that I wanted to have more of my heart connected to my work, which is why I chose nonprofits, that I would actually be able to take that same people-to-people, business-to-business skill of selling and transition it into nonprofit fundraising, where you are still relating to someone, you're finding that win-win, you're connecting what the, you know, at IBM it was what the customer needs and what the, you know, the features and the benefits of what you were selling and how that would relate and help them solve their business problems. Well, in the nonprofit world, it's really getting helping a donor or a corporate sponsor or even a foundation to really be able to display their philanthropy by matching up with like-minded nonprofits and finding a way that they could feel really good about the money that they're giving and who they're benefiting. So I was able to really transition and rebuild my resume so that I looked more like a fundraiser, because a lot of the skills are exactly the same.
However, from what you have said is that, you know, you were able to transfer a lot of your skills from corporate world into entrepreneurial skills, and you were able to take your resume and work it towards the position that you wanted to go. And that is also one of the key things, is recognizing, especially when you're thinking about transferring into entrepreneurship, and that transition can be really scary. So rather than being scared, allow yourself to face the fear. And it's perfectly fine to have that fear. All of us do.
Exactly. I have a follow-on, because then the second transition that I went through was becoming a coach. And when I first started my business, I literally kind of went on my innate strengths, all those people-to-people skills that I talked about. But I quickly found out that I really needed more under my belt. So I actually signed on. And I think we went to the same coaching school, IPEC, isn't that right, Divya?
Actually, no. No.
Okay. So I know a number of IPEC coaches. So IPEC is one of the coaching schools. And I chose them because they actually do teach not only about coaching, but about building your business and about the marketing cycle and about getting over fear of rejection and some of the mechanics, you know, in terms of operating online and things of that nature. So I really, even though I had this other suite of skills and talents that I had groomed over years of being first in corporate America and then in a nonprofit, I still needed to continue to invest in myself, which I think is also really important. Because sometimes people go for the quick fix and they try to kind of do something very, very quickly. But it's really important to think about what's important to you and if you really want to go for something. And for me, coach is really the culmination of my life's work. So I decided that it was really worth it for me to really slow down and spend the time and energy investing in the education I needed, which also built my confidence in being able to, again, take all of those skills and to be able to funnel it into my coaching practice.
I'm really glad that you brought it out, Trina, because what happens is sometimes people will go and sign up for a couple of days coaching classes. You know, it's just a weekend coaching classes. They get a coach certification. However, yes, they're of value. You do get some stuff out of it. But the personal transformation that happens during long-term coaching, so for example, if you're going through a year's worth of coaching where you're being groomed by schools that have been in the market for quite some long time, where they know what clients are looking for, where they're adapting and moving with the International Coach Federation rules and regulations, it does make a difference. And it helps you grow personally, and when you transform personally, it's more easier to relate to your clients and help them achieve their personal transformation.
Absolutely, because you believe in the work more, you know, because you have seen it displayed not only in your own life, but perhaps with your fellow colleagues that you're going through training with as well.
That is absolutely right. And you mentioned about fellow coaches or fellow students who are going through training. And that's also one of the keys, is that as you are in a community like this, you can start building your network. And
very
Trina, knowing
so.
You, I'm sure you did.
Yes, yes. That's one of the things I'm good at. It's actually one of my strengths is relator. And something that one of my favorites, Woo, do you know that one, Vivia? Mm.
No, do Woo, share.
Woo stands for winning others over.
Mm.
And it's the thing that made me a good salesperson and a good fundraiser. And also just connecting to people in a very authentic way. But I definitely do love to meet new people. And one of the things I love about having a career as a coach is that the number of like-minded people that you run into, like Divya, you and I have been drawn to each other from the very first show we did together. And, you know, every time we get to work together, it's a treat. So I really appreciate you inviting me to be on this show. But part of it is because you just continue to kind of expand and build layers in the relationships of the people that you click with. And then, you know, the other thing that we learn as coaches is about abundance, is that really that it's not necessarily, even though, yes, we're all coaches, we all have very different practices. We operate in different parts of the country. So it's not about competition. It's about enhancing and building and growing together and lifting.
Mm. I really love the two phrases that you said, is about layers of relationships and the abundance. So the relationships, it's so interesting, you know, being coaches, we do think alike. And that's all my new book is about, is building relationship with yourself. And how do you go about building relationship with others? And I call it the entrepreneur's garden, because as an entrepreneur, you tend to work by yourself most of the time. You are solo. And the camaraderie that you see and experience in corporate world day in and day out, you don't see that. Here you have to make an effort to reach out to other people, to stay engaged. And Trina, you know, as you have mentioned, that we have created layers and layers of togetherness and richness in our relationship, but it has taken effort. It has taken time. It has just happened like that. So as an entrepreneur, people should not feel that you cannot have the same community as you had in the corporate world. It's a different way. Yet, as you mentioned, winning others over, its key is like building those relationships, staying in touch, staying engaged, and helping each other out to succeed. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, I think that, you know, I'm glad you touched on the thing about being solo, because there are a lot of people who don't. I actually just talked to someone who she was a coach. She has a side business. She also has some small children. And she has decided to go back to having a job now that her children are school age, because she felt so isolated. So, you know, and she was talking about how people, you know, kind of think of working for yourself as glamorous. But in reality, if you're not very intentional about building those communities, about going to network events and going to lunch and meet with people and going to conferences and retreats and things of that nature, so that you can connect, so that you can continue to sharpen your saw and again, build. And a lot of times, you know, I certainly have met, you know, through the network that you and I both started on, I've met a number of coaches who have now become good friends, including you. But also finding ways that we interconnect, which is why I invited you to be on my show about authors, because you have such a wealth of knowledge to share in that regard.
Oh, and I had such a blast doing that show with you, Trina. I mean, and I think so. Anytime I've done shows with you, whenever we have done the shows together, it's always been so much fun. It's not about just getting on the show and just having it dry. It was having about fun. It's having being that togetherness that brings us together and enriches exactly. a relationship. While giving back, while serving our audience, providing valuable information to them that they can use and walk away with it. So Trina, you talked about your radio show. How did you get into being a radio show host?
Well, it's interesting because Russ Perry, who is the founder of Life Coach Radio Networks, where you previously had a show, he went to the same coaching school that I did, and this goes back to networking. So we were on a LinkedIn group together, and he just put like one of those posts out there saying, "Hey, we all," and it was for alumni of our coaching school, and he put a post out saying, "Hey, for those of you who are interested in staying connected, why don't we follow each other on all our social media?" And I like connecting. I like community. So I'm like, sure. And I sent my stuff in. And then not too long after, I get a message on Twitter from Russ saying, "By the way, I have this radio network and we just had a career coach that went away. So there's a little bit of a gap and it seems like this would be a good fit for you." And that was, so I guess it was the fall of, January is going to be my 3-year anniversary. So that's 2017. So I guess it was the fall of 2013 that he reached out to me and then I launched my show. So I've been on the network for almost 3 years. Now we are actually launching another network called the Power Network, which is a sister network to Life Coach Radio Network. And Power is an acronym. It stands for Peace, One Love, Wisdom, Empowerment, and Revolution. And this is really, it's not just for coaches, it's for anyone who really feel like they have a voice and they have a message of positivity. Community, we're going to be talking about race issues. We're going to be talking about issues of, you know, togetherness and some political issues, LGBTQ issues. So really a way for people to connect and really build community, and it's really about lifting our world and healing our world. So we'll be launching in January on Inauguration Day, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, there are double congratulations in order, one on your anniversary and one on your network that's going to open up. And that's really powerful because sometimes we shy away from difficult conversations, and yet the key is having difficult conversations does not mean that blaming, shaming, or guilting needs to occur. The key is open up your hearts, stop hurting, and start healing, and coming together and bringing that one love and one kindness together, letting it run through the community and rising strong. So as a segue, you did mention about One Love and One Kindness. We had worked on that project. So can you share about that with our audience?
Oh, absolutely. So this is something that was really placed on my heart. It was kind of a little bit before the holidays, I guess 2 years ago. And I had just put something on my Facebook page saying, "Hey, I challenge anyone, do something nice." I think I said for 10 days, you know, this is, we need to come together. We need to support one another. And Russ and Philomena, another leader in Life Coach Radio Network, came to me and said, "Wow, this might be something really powerful for our coaches to all get involved in." And so we did. And Divya, you were on the group that launched it. We actually did our first show on Valentine's Day, and we built a little community on Facebook called One Love, One People, Kindness in Motion. And it really is all about kindness and about sharing love and being more focused and intentional about being positive and overcoming some of the negativity in the world. And since then, we did a Mother's Day challenge. We did a show on Father's Day. We've done two shows on race. And that really, that whole kind of continuum of all those things that happened really has led us to go ahead and launch this Power Network, because we realize that the world needs more of us, just as we were talking about earlier, about how people who are drawn to coaching tend to be more positive and tend to have, you know, more energy and more connection and purpose about being in contribution, that we really recognize that there is even more of a need for that today than ever before. And so I just really appreciate all that you have done to support, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. But it has been really a blast, really connecting with some of the other coaches in a different way, because it was, you know, beyond just doing, you know, specific shows about our branding, really coming together and being united about sharing positivity with the world.
Oh, you are absolutely right. And Trina, it was so wonderful and such a joyous time when we all came together and did One Love, One Kindness, because that is really very, very close to my heart. And as you talked about, one thing about Russ is he's so open and great. And it had been a kind of bittersweet transition from me when I moved from Blog Talk Radio to Women's Empowerment Network. And it was like, okay, I have my current radio show host who's inviting me over, Dean, and very fantastic person, and I've got Russ. So I reached out to Russ, and I talked, and he said, Divya, so happy for you, and glad that, you know, you are thinking about expanding your horizons. Now, that said, as we were talking about networking and relationships, it does not mean that if you move from one community to another community, that you lose touch with the community. The only thing that I see it is that it's just broadening, that two communities come together, and instead of one, we can bring what's going on great in one community to another community. And now having, you know, your thoughts coming across to my audience and my thoughts coming across to your audience is, again, meshing that. And I always look at the sieve.
Yeah.
And, you know, how the sieve can hold back, there's not much to it, but when it comes together, there is so much power, it can filter out what's not needed and let go of the beautiful and wonderful thing that goes through. And that's the power of community and relationships, building that fabric.
Yes, and I couldn't agree more. And it's, again, it goes back to the, you know, abundance, you know, that I agree with you. One of the great things about Russ, you know, he would never want to hold you back and say, no, you have to stay and be loyal to my network. This is where you started. That's not kind of how he's built. And that's not how most coaches are built. It's like, really, that's great. Let's find ways to support and be able to continue to share and grow together. And so here you were on my show last month, and now I'm on your show this month. And, you know, I'm sure we will continue, and along with other coaches that you have been involved with, we will continue to find ways to connect and grow and continue to uplift our world, because that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. So Trina, people wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way of reaching out to you? And if you have any websites, and what's looking on the agenda for 2017, please do share.
Okay, sure. So I'm in a really cool transition right now. The name of my business is Perspectives Plus Coaching. That's the name of the business I launched in 2009. And so a lot of my branding out there is with that name. I'm on Twitter at Perspective Plus, no S, because I ran out of characters. I'm also on Facebook at Perspectives Plus Coaching. So I have a business page there. I also have a page for my show on Blog Talk Radio called Career Talk with Coach Trina. So you can find me there. And if you Google me on Blog Talk, or if you type my name, Trina Ramsey, on Blog Talk Radio, you can find all the different shows I've been on in the last couple of years. I also have started and I'm launching a new website for a new initiative that I'm very excited about. It's called the Just Do You Institute for Women's Empowerment. And this is specifically, I really come to understand over the course of my practice that one of the audiences I resonate very well with are women who are, and I've coined this phrase, women who are in their fierce 40s, fabulous 50s, and sensational 60s, who, do you like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Who really have spent a lot of their lives living on other people's terms. You know, perhaps you're in a family, you have children who are younger, or maybe they're growing up, or maybe you're an empty nester. You might have spent a lot of time toiling away at a career that you are now realizing, now that you're a grown woman, that you're realizing, wait a minute, I don't even like doing this anymore, and you want to try something new. It's time to embrace your own worth and your own destiny. And so I've really come up with a suite of services that is built specifically for women who are in those transitional years, the 40s, the 50s, and beyond. And because, as we know, we all have a lot more life ahead of us, and it's not always just about our work or our families. A lot of women sometimes will lose themselves because they put too much of their identity, being ex-person's partner or wife, Y-person's mom, et cetera, or having that professional title of being a vice president of XYZ or being a public relations expert. It's, you know, I will really work with people to help them tap into what gives them joy and really get to have a more centered and joyous life. So I'm really thrilled about that. I've been doing some soft promotion out there, and I have a WordPress site up that I've been blogging on called justbeyouinstitute.wordpress.com, and I'm working with someone right now and expect to have my new website up in early 2016. And then the last thing, so I'm super excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited for you, Trina.
Thank you. And the last thing that we talked about, well, I didn't talk a lot about it because I was moderating the show, but I'm working on my first book. And it's really a book that is targeted to women who are either just hitting 50 or about to turn 50. It's going to be all about that really kind of sweet spot and kind of maturing into ourselves. And I'm still working on the title. I'm basically at about 95% of writing, and now I'm starting to work with a coach to actually turn it into the actual book and the branding of it and all that kind of stuff. But it's been really fascinating and really cool to pour myself into this because I turned 50 in May. And so it really, my head has been in this space for a while, and I really kind of jumped in and just embraced all of what being 50 is about. And I think some of us will approach that with dread, and really we actually are wiser and we actually are more mature, and we know ourselves better. And so why not celebrate that as opposed to dread it?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Trina. You know, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And listeners,
thank you very much.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Really enjoyed it. And listeners, as always, thank you for joining us, because without your show would not be possible. Reach out to me at contact@diviaparekh.com with what kind of stories would you like to listen, with your feedback. Always here to serve you. And of course, I would like to share Rebel The show would not be possible without you. Thank you. You're phenomenal.
Thank you.
And until next time, be brilliant and be powerful. Take care.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.